This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Well, first, let me start there. Did you happen to see the Fox interview with the president?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they call good TV.
I saw a little soundbite where they seemed to be talking on top of each other. I did notice that moment.
Yeah, it was interesting. Well, where are we at this point, Dottie? You know, the administration's pushing hard, and do we have a time frame for when this vote could actually happen within the next few days?
Well, we were hearing it was going to happen around noon on Sunday in the House. President Obama had originally planned to leave the country tomorrow, then he put it off till 10 o'clock Sunday morning, and now he's put it off until June. So I think the White House feels he needs to be around in case anything needs to be done on his end, calling these wavering Democrats and trying to shore up the vote support. So as of now, we think it's going to come on Sunday, but they won't call a vote until they have the votes. So
yeah.
I think that'll be the indication that they have the votes if they actually say, okay, it's going to be this time on this day.
What will it take for the administration, I guess from the raw numbers, Dottie, to pass this?
Well, it takes 216 votes in the House. The last one had to get 219, but since then several members have died or resigned. So 216 is the magic number of Democrats needed in the House. And then because they're doing this reconciliation process in the Senate, they need only 51 votes in the Senate. But the Senate is likely to have a very slow process because even though they only need 51 votes to pass it, Republicans can bring up amendment after amendment after amendment, and it will take those 60 votes to close off debate on the amendment. So, but the big numbers in terms of actual passage, 216 in the House and 51 in the Senate.
We're talking with Dottie Lynch, CBS News political consultant here on WINA at 5:13 as you motor home this Thursday afternoon. It's the top story in our nation, of course, the debate over health care. So this Dennis Kucinich jumping on board, former primary presidential candidate, everybody remembers him. Is it significant politically from a political capital standpoint for the president?
I think now he's beyond capital. It's about votes.
It's about votes, yeah, yeah.
I think Kucinich does represent some members who felt that the bill didn't go far enough. They wanted not only a public option, many of them wanted the single-payer system like they have in Canada and Great Britain, but Kucinich and a few other liberals were holding out. The fact that he has now signed on probably means the other liberals will come around as well. And I think Kucinich was probably the best known and the most visible of that group.
Yeah. Dottie Lynch is our guest, CBS political consultant, in our next couple of moments here at 14 minutes after 5 o'clock. All right. So that being the case, from a perception standpoint, it's an election year, Dottie, as we know, for many of our elected officials, but not the president, obviously, until 2012. So a lot of people are going to be looking at this. They're worried about what their constituents think. But as far as the president is concerned, Dottie, there are no Republicans that are even close to agreeing with this. And I know one of the campaign promises was doing things differently than it has been done in Washington in the past. And a lot of politicians make promises that they can't keep, but Is this whole process, the way it is unfolded, does it have an effect on, I guess, how President Obama is perceived at his ability to bring the change rhetoric that he had spoken of?
Oh, very definitely. It's really hurt President Obama tremendously in the past year. His approval rating has declined over 25 points, and it's also really hurt the Congress. There was a poll out yesterday that NBC and the Wall Street Journal did that only 17% of the public approves the job the Congress is doing. So this debate has taken a tremendous political toll on both political parties and the president, and those members of Congress know that, and they're very nervous about what that's going to mean in November.
Are both the Republicans and the Democrats basically saying we're holding our ground on this because one way or the other, if either of us get what we want, we'll be able to recover from the damage?
Yeah, I think that's
okay.
Right. The Democrats feel, okay, we'll get it passed, and then we can sell it. There are a lot of popular parts of the bill that people don't even realize are in it, and doing nothing is really going to hurt us more than passing something that may not be popular right now. the Republicans feel this is a bad bill. It's going to cause political damage, not just now, but in November. And by holding their ground here, having both the president and the Democrats in Congress fail to pass anything, the voters will trust the Republicans in November.
All right. We'll see what happens. Dottie Lynch, CBS political consultant with CBS News. As always, thanks for the insight. We'll be watching it carefully. We'll probably have to call you again.
I'll be here.
Thanks, Dottie. Appreciate it. That's Dottie Lynch of CBS News.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.